Yo, it's episode 280. It's 11:49 a.m. on a Sunday here in cloudy California. It's supposed to be sunny every day. It's cloudy out right now. This is bullshit. I don't know what it's like in New York City, but the temperature's fine. I did two shows outside last night. One in back of a vintage clothing store, one in back of a bookstore. You know, it's a good show if it's in the backyard of something that's not supposed to even be a place of any kind of entertainment. If it's a barbershop, a shoe repair store, I bet you that's probably the hottest show in town, the cobbler show. Some people love to go to these backyards of stores that aren't supposed to be having performances to see a comedy show. So it's fun. Both shows. Tonight, yeah, Flappers in Burbank. And there's some other shows. You can go, the Silver Lake show with John Early show. If you're in California, come to that. What's going on? Sean Hannity fans call for boycott of three sponsors pull ads. Well, that's fantastic. I call for the reverse of a boycott. Everybody buy these things. Keurig. You want to have coffee in your house that's just like the kind in the break room at your job? Get a Keurig. It tastes like work. I got a Keurig. I enjoy it. Because I don't want to make a full pot every time I want a cup of coffee. Get a Keurig. Realtor.com. Go there. Buy a house. Realtor.com said no more Sean Hannity. So go buy a house on Realtor.com. Put a Keurig in the kitchen. And then Eloquy, plus size clothes. Buy some plus size clothes. If you're plus size, great. If you're not, who knows what's going to happen in your life? You might start. You might start gaining a little weight. You know, holidays are coming up. Have some plus size clothes. Drinking Keurig in your brand new Realtor.com house. And people will see that Sean Hannity is a piece of garbage for supporting Roy Moore. God, what's going on? It's like this, Roy Moore was a piece of shit without that. Without having sex with 14-year-old girls. Allegedly. He denies it. Of course he does. He's a piece of shit. Well, that's the go-to move, deny. But I don't believe the guy because he just looks like he's lying. And why would you make that up if you're these women? Doesn't make sense. YouTube will crack down on bizarre videos targeting children. What the fuck does that mean? Videos that violate policy will be age restricted. Why are they? A report in the New York Times drew a lot of attention to a world of strange, sometimes disturbing videos aimed at young children. The genre makes. I don't know. This is why I don't have kids. Everybody's trying to fuck them, everybody's trying to do some weird shit to your kids. Why have them? It's nerve-wracking. I don't know what it is about fucking kids that these people love so much, but goddamn, they're all over the place. So Jehovah's Witness organization has to pay $4,000 a day for protecting child abusers. They're withholding info. The Jehovah's Witness, headquarters to turn over documents detailing sexual abuse of children by kingdom elders. That's what they call the people in charge over there, Jehovah's Witness kingdom elders. They they're paying $4,000 a day because they're not turning over the documents that detail the sexual abuse of children by these kingdom elders. So, what the fuck? Gal Gadot says she will only be Wonder Woman again if Brett Ratner is out. Oh, Brett Ratner. You're done, I guess, on that front. People go see Wonder Woman for Wonder Woman, not for, like, a scumbag producer. From the front. Was he the... No, because he wasn't the director. He must have been some... Oh, who's producing that film? That's what people always say. Oh, I wonder who produced it. I love a good producer. No one gives a fuck. Get out of here. You silly misogynistic fella. Now we're just Sunday's slow news then, because now we're just getting into like stuff I saw yesterday. Bill Gates buys chunk of land in Arizona to build smart city. Oh, fuck, this sounds like the dream. I'll go live in the Bill Gates city. Why not? Be a part of the experiment. Let the fucking robots turn on you like Westworld. It'll be fun for the beginning. It'll be utopia for a little while, and then Windows crashes and we're all fucked. I mean, is anybody ever happy to use Windows? That's my only problem with Bill Gates. He's like the nicest dude. He goes around doing all sorts of great stuff. And then he's got to use Windows, which is not great. Or Windows Phone doesn't even exist. Nearly 50 pounds of cocaine washes up onto Florida beach. Now that's where you want to be. That's who found it. And why did they tell anybody? You think they would have just kept it? You're out there on the beach with your early in the morning. You got your metal detector. Maybe I'll find a rare coin. Somebody's lost watch. Then you find 50 pounds of cocaine. Now that's a good day. You take a little, have that to party, and then you go find somebody that one of your friends. You probably got like a friend that's a little bit more into some shit than you are, and then you say, "Listen, I got all this coke. I gotta move. I gotta push weight." You know, he's like, "I know a guy that might want it." Next thing you know, you're in a hotel room. The cops pull out their badges. You're shooting, they're shooting. Now I'm just talking about True Romance. The movie True Romance. It's a good movie. So authorities found one of the cops. Of all the people to find the coke, it had to be the cops. Couldn't be some teenager that becomes the most popular kid in school the next day. A big nerd. That'll be a fun summer movie. The big nerd in school, right? Everybody makes fun of him. Nobody likes him. The girl that he likes doesn't like him. And your typical 80s teen movie. We take that. And you have him walking along the beach all sad because he got made fun of again. Then he sees 50 pounds of cocaine washed up on the beach. Then he goes to school the next day with all this coke in his backpack. And everybody loves him. And then he runs out of coke. And then he realizes they're not his real friends. And that girl that that was always nice to him before the cocaine that he overlooked was the girl he was supposed to be with, not the cheerleader that he gave all the cocaine to. That then was like, "Oh, I like you now. Because you got cocaine." Because then he had... I think there's something there. I'm in California. Maybe I'll go pitch it tomorrow. Who is going to star in it? And maybe that guy, the good doctor. that guy from The Good Doctor will play a teenager since he's probably 32. And then, we'll start from there, build the cast around him. Ooh, I saw the guy from Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson? Is that his name? Let's see. Modern Family cast. I think that's his name. Saw him yesterday. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Saw him in the coffee shop. And he seemed to be having a nice time. I think he was looked like he was taking a break from bicycling. So that was my celebrity sighting yesterday. All right, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.